meeting. So I'll just give a short introduction. So this week, we're on week 10 of the Holy Word for One Year Revival. Maybe we can read the title all together.
Right.
Governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good land. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for these governing principles. I actually wanted to read a portion from, this is from the All-Inclusive Christ, chapter 11. Hopefully, I don't think it will take too long, but I think it is good for giving some background. It says, before going on to Numbers, we must see something more in the two books of Exodus and Leviticus. We've seen that the way to enter the good land is by enjoying Christ step by step in an ever-increasing measure, starting from the Lamb to the Passover. But there's something in our experience which is still more vital to us. That is, the governing principles, the governing factors. We've seen that to possess the good land, to enter into the all-inclusiveness of Christ, cannot be accomplished by an individual person, but only by a collective people. But we must realize that especially with the collective people, the need exists for some governing principles. There must be order, right? In a corporate body, things must be put in order. If there are no governing principles, disorder and confusion will reign. And disorder and confusion are akin to the enemy. If we are out of order, we are spoiled and we are linked with Satan. Hence, it is impossible for us to enter into the good land. In order to maintain order among the Lord's children, there must be some governing principles. Some governing factors.
Right.
So I just appreciate it. You know, we have, in the last weeks, we've seen many things about, right, the richness of this land. Even there was the pomegranates last week, right, and the fullness of the expression of life. But actually, at the same time, actually, there's some principles, and even these are governing principles, that we, not just individually, but even corporately, need to see if we're to possess the land. So maybe we can read Roman numeral 1 together.
As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in Him.
Praise the Lord. So I think this verse is really key for this week, right? He says, as many as believe, right, we have received the Christ, right? So we should walk in Him. I think I just read ABC because these are so good, right? To walk in Him is to live, to act, to behave, and to have our being in Christ. So that we may enjoy His riches, just as the children of Israel lived in the good land, enjoying all its rich produce. And so we need to see that the good land today is Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit who dwells in our spirit to be our enjoyment. Lord Jesus. And then it says, to walk according to the Spirit and by the Spirit is the central and crucial point in the New Testament. Wow, so this is really remarkable, right? Actually, in the Old Testament, there was the physical land, right, that was promised to Abraham. But actually, the promise, we see in Galatians, right, this promise was the Spirit. And so here it says, actually, to walk according to the Spirit and by the Spirit is the central and crucial point in the New Testament.
Right.
Lord Jesus, maybe we can read Roman numeral 2 together. It's kind of long, but I think it's really good.
To walk in Christ, that is to walk according to the Spirit, and by the Spirit as the reality of the good land. We must see that He is a spiritual fellowship of the regenerated
with the consummated triune God is 1 Corinthians 6:17. He who is joined to the Lord is one Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we must see.
Amen.
Right. He who is joined to the Lord is one Spirit.
Amen.
If we can say this together. He who is joined to the Lord is one Spirit. Praise the Lord. Oh, we are one Spirit with Him.
Right.
You know, I actually was reading, you know, this A through R are really precious points, right, about the Spirit that has been given to us, right? Even for our practical experience of the Spirit. Lord Jesus. I was wondering, actually, maybe we could alternate brothers and sisters reading through these points. But really, we can touch to exercise our spirit with the spirit in reading these points. So maybe brothers can begin on A.
We worship God the Spirit with our spirit.
Amen.
We were regenerated of God as spirit via the Spirit.
Amen. The Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God.
Amen. We become the dwelling place of God in our spirit, and the Spirit is the letter.
The Lord Jesus as the pneumatic Christ and as the life-giving Spirit is in our spirit.
Amen. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to our mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in us.
If by the Spirit we put to death the practices of the body, we will live.
Amen. We set our mind on the Spirit for life and peace.
Amen.
They who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and his lusts by the Spirit.
Amen. When we walk by the Spirit, we will by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh.
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
We walk, have our being in and according to the Spirit, the mingled Spirit, for the fulfilling of the righteousness of the law.
Amen.
By the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we live Christ and magnify Him.
We pray and baptize in the Spirit.
We are sanctified in the Spirit.
Amen. We are renewed by the Spirit in our spirit.
We are transformed by the Lord's Spirit into the glorious image of Christ.
Maybe we can read R together.
The Spirit as the consummated triune God, and the Bride as the transformed tripartite man, eventually become a spiritual couple,
a mingling of divinity with humanity,
to be the consummated New Jerusalem, for its eternal enlargement and expression with the divine glory manifested in the glorified humanity.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for such a spirit.
Amen.
This is really, you know, I think our brother in the message, he spent most of the time concerning these points about the Spirit, right? Actually, this is really, you could say, is the key to our Christian walk, right? And even this point, right, to walk in Him, right, is really to walk by the Spirit.
Right.
This is how we can experience Christ as the all-inclusive good land today.
Amen.
And this walk is a very particular word in Greek. Actually, there's two different types of walk, but I believe this is called the peripateia walk. It refers to our daily walk, right? Everything we do needs to be by the Spirit, like according to the Spirit, even to mind the Spirit. Actually, all these points, each one, you know, corresponds to a verse. Oh, praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
We can have such a reality today by experiencing the Lord as the Spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
And even as I'm speaking this, I feel like there's something so wonderful about this.
Yes.
This is really the key to,
Amen.
You know, I guess this is the governing principle, right? If we don't have Christ as the Spirit, we have no way to experience these things, to experience His richness and all-inclusiveness. Or praise the Lord. Okay, so I don't want to, there's too much time, and this is a very long outline, and there's a lot in this week, so maybe I'll just briefly cover some of the other points. So in 3, it says we need to see the one in whom we need to walk is the Christ in His full ministry of 3 stages.
Yes.
Praise the Lord in the church life, right? We don't just have the Creator God, right? We don't just have the revelation of God for us, the redeeming God, but actually there's this progression. Actually, these points are so good. Even it cultivates, maybe we could read in Roman numeral 4 here.
Right.
The Lord's present recovery is the recovery of the body Christ, the Christ in the church life. The body Christ is the incorporated God. Thus, to walk in Christ is to walk in Him as the body Christ, who is the incorporated God. Wow. Right? There's so many really rich points here. I think this is, I hadn't seen this before, right? But in 1 Corinthians 12, I think it brings out this point, right? It says, so also, right, so as many, yet all the members of the body being many are one body, right? It doesn't say so also is the church, but it says so also is the Christ. And so actually to walk in Christ, it's not just in an individual way, Christ is the head, right? It's actually to walk as Christ as the body head, right? And I think our experience, actually if we are not in the body, our experience of Christ is actually very limited. But when we're with the saints, right, even this morning, I hope we can all share. We can share our rich portions of Christ. But it's really a testimony or testifies of the richness that we have in the body. And then maybe lastly, I'll just read 5. It says, in order to possess and walk in the all-inclusive land, as a reality, good land, we need to see that the presence of the Lord means everything to us, right. Both our life in the Lord and our work in the Lord. In Exodus 33:12-17, Moses bargained with God for his presence to go with him and with God's people. God responded by saying, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Amen. So actually, this presence is actually another governing principle for us to enter in, possess Christ as the all-inclusive good land. Lord Jesus. And then I hope many of the saints can bring out this portion. But actually, this is really so rich, right? Even that Moses would bargain with him, right? He says, if you don't go up, I won't go up, right? If you're not bringing us there, we won't go. And for the Lord's, not just for what the Lord would allow or what the Lord would bless us with, but for us to have the Lord's smile. Actually, I feel like this is so practical to the Lord as the Spirit, right? We wouldn't grieve the Spirit, but actually in our living, we would really have the presence of the Lord. Okay, and finally, you could just read Roman numeral 6. It says, in order to possess and walk in the all-inclusive Christ, this reality of the good land, we need to live and serve in the reality of the priesthood by having much and thorough prayer in our life and service. Praise the Lord. So maybe we'll be those who are willing, emptying, and praying. Praying to be filled with the Lord as the Spirit. And so I hope maybe now we'll open it up. We can share from our experiences of the Lord this week, maybe what the Lord has shown us concerning these matters. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I just follow up our brother about some practical manner. In our past smoke meeting, we sent a hymn. It's a hymn 788. So let me read the first stanza to you. When thou wakest in the morning, ere thou treadest the untried way, of the lot that lies before thee, through the coming busy day, where the sunbeams promise brightness, where the dim forebodings fall, be thy dawning glad or gloomy, go to Jesus, tell him all. Okay. Amen. So, yes, so the, if we say the governing principle, and you have to use it. I think one of the most important things in our Christian life is you need to do it. Amen. Whether it's a fail or success, the biggest fail is you don't do it. Then you won't know what does it mean by spirit. Okay. So now one thing you can do it is in the morning. Because in the morning is the decisive point. If you don't do it, then you probably just run by flesh. And you will sense it. Like, you know, one thing to sense it, you will feel, oh, my day is overwhelming. And then you will easily get it like, you know, you will easily get like frustrated or angry, right? But if you touch the spirit, and if you do it right, you have the power inside, which the Lord give you, which is the calm. And, you know, Psalm 2 said, in the calm of sweet communion, let thy daily work be done. Yeah, that's a very, very different. Yeah. And also, in that critical moment, if you really fail, let's say I already spent time with the Lord, but I'm still troubled in my inside. My spirit is just troubled. I feel like I don't feel God with me. I feel I'm almost in despair. Then what do you need to do? In that part, you need to find a companion to talk to, him or her. Because you already talked to the Lord and you don't have any practical help. You then need to talk to a person. Talk to your companion. That's where the Lord gave us a body of Christ. So you have to have that. And then by talking to him or her, I believe the Lord will prepare someone there for you to talk to. And the Lord's love is to not, the Lord not intending to let you go to the day with fear, with disappear, or with like, you know, the wrath or anger you cannot control. The Lord's intention is to go with you in the spirit. Which is the standard to say it again, in the calm of sweet communion, let thy daily work be done. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's nice to be here today.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So I just have a small portion. This outline, this message is just, it keeps on growing. Even Brother Ed spoke this message. He himself said he was having a hard time getting through the outline. There's so much here. I didn't count the points, the itemized points, but maybe there's 50 or 100. There's just a tremendous amount. So, that means, you know, if Brother Ed is having trouble to speak this message, then what should we do? Well, we should just pick a portion.
Amen.
Just pick a portion of this message and speak that. So, let me just speak this part. I was especially, Roman number 2. Brother Scott said this is the heart of the message. This is really like the detail of our experience. But I liked Roman number 3. So if you put Roman number 3 together with Roman number 2, you have a high level view, and then you have a very detailed view for your living. Roman number 3 basically talks about the bachelor God. So this is Christ's ministry in 3 stages. The bachelor God, the incarnated God, the redeeming God, help me out, Scott. What's next?
The compounded God.
Oh, yes, thank you. The compounded God, right? The intensified, right? The intensified God and the
dwelling God.
The last one is the best. The indwelling God.
Amen.
This is Christ in his ministry in 3 stages. Incarnation. Incarnation is where the bachelor God becomes the human being.
Right.
So he can be the redeeming God.
Amen.
We need to be redeemed and reconciled to God. Then the stage of inclusion is the incarnated God, the redeeming God, becoming the life-giving Spirit. And even this is where we get included. We get included here. And the life-giving Spirit, the intensified Spirit, and help me out, Scott. The conclusion is the indwelling Spirit, the indwelling God. So we have the stage of inclusion and the stage of intensification. I didn't do very well, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if something was said already, say it again. What's happening is all our speaking is imparting, imprinting the Spirit into our heart, into our being. So it's very wonderful to repeat what's already been said.
Reading this week, I really enjoy the Spirit in our spirit.
Right.
Really enjoy this verse, which is so simple, that He's the indwelling one in us.
Amen.
And it is a miracle, truly a miracle, that this Spirit is in us,
Amen.
Living in us.
Amen.
And I really enjoy that today the Lord is training us to live by the things that are unseen. Because the things that are seen are temporary. But the things which are unseen are eternal.
Amen.
And our brother brought out this verse is in Ephesians, right? And also in 2 Corinthians, when he says, our momentary lightness of affliction works out in us more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory, right? Because
Amen.
We do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the
Amen.
Things which are not seen are eternal,
Amen.
Right? And for I consider, you know, that the sufferings of this world are not worthy. They are not worthy to be proclaimed. By the coming glory of the sons of God.
Yeah.
And so we look away to this treasure, right? That the Spirit is doing the work in each one of us, little by little. And, you know, when Moses, he left Egypt, yes, he bargained with God that he would not go if his Spirit, if his presence didn't go with us. So we need to see that the Spirit needs to go with us. It grows in us. And it's the fact that this matter of the Spirit in our spirit seems like such a simple thing, but every day in our daily living, it is the Spirit that is guiding us, that we're walking in the Spirit. You know, the first verse that he brought in was that we need to see that he talked to Abraham, this land that you see, this is the land that I am giving to you. Whatever we see is what we get. But not only that, we need to walk in him. We need to
Amen.
Walk in this land.
Amen.
And what does it mean to walk in this land? It means to behave, to live, to have our whole being walking in him in the Spirit, because it is in this Spirit that is everything. And the brother, it was something about the Spirit. You know, God became a spirit so that we could become a spirit. And he said, that can't be. And he said, yes, that is exactly what it is. You know, God became a spirit so that we could become spirit. And so he gave a lot of analogies and a lot of little, you know, he told a lot of stories in this message about, you know, when he met his wife who was not a believer and his father-in-law was not, he didn't believe in the views that Christianity had about the Spirit. And he said, what is your problem with us? And he said, well, my problem is your view about the triune God, but the Spirit. And so this is a big thing when we speak to other people, that it's not a take for granted kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And so even in our daily living, how much am I living in my spirit? And this is the mingled spirit that is within me, the one that allows us to see the things that are unseen, that allows us to live in this unseen world,
Amen.
Which is eternal.
Amen.
Amen.
I wish brothers and sisters can catch up. I also share a little bit. The past week, we have the Bible camp. And yesterday, Esther, and Sister Abby, they summarized. It said it was a great undertake. So I don't know whether you understand that, why they say the great undertake. Like in the history, if like a big, military operation, they would say a big undertake. But why they say it's a big undertake? Because it took a lot, to organize those, 45 kids and in such a, 4 days and so much activities packed and so many servings and onto it, and you won't try to organize it. It was a big undertake. Okay. And then now we talk about this governing like principle. I know it took a lot of brother sister to organize it, to plan it. And even if that, there is a chances you may feel like overwhelmed. If the practical we take care of kids, parents and love or siblings love their kids or siblings, but still to a point, the best way you can handle it, sometimes you just need to go out and go to the nature, go to God, just have some rest. Because our human flesh is limited. And then the body of Christ, if somebody else can take care of the kids, that's a great helping hand. This is very practical. These are the things we just realize our flesh are limited. And we need to go to the God and have the rest. And the kids will be taken care of even better. Yeah. Thank God for this great undertake. I know it took a lot, but I think the all the seeds you laid to the kids, they will grow. They will have a benefit. Amen.
I like Brother Richard's sharing, and I just want to continue about his experience of dealing with the kids. So, but before that, I want to say what I like about day five of this week message. So in Exodus 33 verse 14, and he said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." In the message, Brother Lee he gave the example of a group of brothers who were traveling, and then they were taking a train together. And there was another brother who was who wasn't very happy with them. So all the other brother they took car one, car number one of the train. But then that brother he took car number two. So he was with other brother, but his presence wasn't there. It just his presence wasn't with other brothers. And then that's a very good example of presence, right? So many times we feel that the law is with us, but we don't have his presence because maybe the law is not happy with what we are doing. And I just want to share a bit of my testimony. So basically many times I was playing with the kids in our church, and even the past Bible camp, not the past but the ongoing Bible camp, we were playing with the kids a lot of times, and I really enjoy playing with the kids, but then sometimes I ask myself, like, I love playing with the kids. Is it like because of my human nature, or is it because I want to like raise up the next generation of the Lord? And many times the answer is the former, and then I need to like to take a break and to turn back to the Lord and to praise that. Although I need your presence, I need you be with me so that I your presence can. Can regulate me, can constrain me in dealing with the kids.
Amen.
Amen.
I was also touched by day 5 on Exodus 13:21, and Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them on the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go by day and by night. And so God's presence actually comes to us in the pillar and in the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
Amen.
And the pillar of cloud signifies the Spirit, and then the pillar of fire signifies the Word. And I was just really appreciating this week as I was getting to the life study of Hebrews, where it talked about how the Word of God brings us light, life, and power. And so when we're in the Word, the light just shines. And it's through the light that we see, and through our seeing that we speak. And so I really appreciated, this whole week, that how important it is for the presence of the Lord to go with us.
Amen.
And we can find the presence of the Lord in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And then I also really appreciate day 6 on the matter of being willing and being empty in order to be filled. If we're not willing to open, and if we're not willing to be emptied, and we're filled with all these other things, then the Lord doesn't have space to fill us with Himself.
Amen.
And so I was just praying this to the Lord: Lord, make me willing and empty me. And I also appreciate how this, like these two matters, brings in the third thing, which is instant, constant prayer. Because once we're emptied, we see how much we're in ourselves, and we see how much, how this is condemned by God, and it's not useful to God, everything that's in ourselves, which I definitely think I saw a lot this week, especially like in Bible camp. Like, sometimes I was in myself, I was relying on my natural ability, and so I was really touched by the Lord to be emptied of even that, and to come to the Lord, and then once we see how much we need the Lord, we'll be those who pray instantly and constantly.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord. This week's message is a quite a rich piece of message. There are 6 Roman numerals, but I believe each Roman numeral can be expanded into an individual message. However, in this message 10, I believe the leading and shining crystals in there is Roman numeral 2 that I really enjoy. Is that to walk in Christ is to walk according to the Spirit, and by the Spirit as the reality of this good land. Quite numbers of saints came to me and asked me the question, is, Brother Sin, you know, I am very sure and affirm that I am saved, but why I still have to go through so much of difficulties and tribulations that I don't think I deserve? And I told them, well, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, the secret of our life, our Christian life, that different from those of non-believers is because we have our Spirit. Because we have our Spirit, we can introduce and let the Spirit to dwell in our spirit to become one Spirit that we can enjoy. Isn't this so marvelous that regardless our experience, regardless what we go through, as long as we exercise our spirit, things are totally become different. Outwardly, we look no different from other people.
Right.
However, when we exercise our spirit, lots of things, lots of experience, lots of endeavors that we went through are totally different. In our church life, brothers and sisters, people are asking me, from outside, they're asking me, what is the difference between your church life from those of our regular organization of the association? I said, well, in our church life, we have the truthfulness, we have our spirit. This is totally different from an enterprise outside and a something organization in the world. Because we have our spirit, and we can walk in the spirit, and we can walk by the spirit.
Amen.
And this is such a crystal that you can almost rarely receive and foresee.
Amen.
Outside of the Lord's recovery. In here, we take Roman numeral 2, Roman numeral 3, as something taken for granted. But I have to tell you the truth. If you walk outside in Christianity, they don't know. They don't know how to exercise their spirit. They don't know how to worship in the spirit. There are a lot of things in the religions that are governing their way of worship. But brothers and sisters, there is a crystal here.
Right.
The crystal is, Lord, once we join the Lord, we can join to the Lord in one spirit.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord for the one spirit.
Amen.
With the children during the Bible camp. This Bible camp, I was assigned to be with the toddlers, the little kids. And I have to testify that I have learned a lot from them, from serving them, and from the way that their sisters help them. So last week, Brother Ricky shared about godliness expressed in honoring like our grandparents. And this week, I learned that divinity is applied in very small details in our lives. Like when I was with the little kids, Sister Ruth always reminded the kids that when they stood up, they need to push their chest back properly. I couldn't do that at the beginning in the first 2 days. But in the later days, I started to feel uncomfortable, to feel uneasy, to feel that the Spirit was speaking to me when I stood up and I forgot to push the chair back. But the kids, they could do that. Yeah, they remember. And also, yesterday we had family dinner time. It took a lot of labor for so many days behind the scene. There were many times in the kitchen and when we had situations, like the meatballs for people with allergy got burned. I almost cried, oh God, what should I do? Oh, because there are people with allergy, but the meatballs got burned. What should we serve them? But, oh, thank you, Lord, we still have some raw meat and we can make some more. Oh, there was another time when the sister got burned, Sister Abigail, oh Lord Jesus. And then I feel that, oh, Satan is trying to attack. But praise the Lord that all the gates of Hades cannot prevail the beauty church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I want to share with you all the great joy that I have had in me. I cannot keep any longer after that. We've had the Nagel student meeting at our place since September, so it's been one whole school year. Mm-hmm. And Amen. This time, in this Bible camp, we have two children. and they are from the Naples student meeting.
Amen.
They're not saved yet, but they still joined the camp. One of them is so special. She is a first grader. She goes to school, and she was almost, a whole semester late. And so she didn't have any friend. And one of the friends, that boy is a Christian, and he's very nice to her. And he tells her stories about the Lord Jesus. So that makes her have very positive feelings towards Jesus.
Amen.
And then she goes to YouTube to have some searching about the Lord.
Wow.
And then she joins the Bible, the NTM first.
Amen.
And then we invite her to the Bible camp. She's very open. And this morning, they're joining the children's meeting.
Amen.
And I gave her one Bible storybook, and she told me, I read it every day. And when we asked the two kids, from 0 to 10, how much do you like the Bible camp? First she said, 10. And they said, 100, 200, 300, 500. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This week, messages is a little bit difficult to share because it's about seeing and experiencing. But the point is we need to gain the Christ as the good light. And this message is divided into two parts. One is we need to be individually correct, and then the second part is from Romans 3. It's Romans 3, we need to have a bodily life, bodily Christian life. In the first part, individually, we have redeemed by God, we have received God, and we need to walk in God. How to walk in God? Measure it. We need to walk in God. It's a go to walk in God is by join with God in the Spirit. How to join with God in the Spirit is related to our mind. So when our mind willing to turn to the Spirit, to turn to the Word of God, we are joining to the Lord. This is the battle. Many times my mind do not want to join to the Lord in the wilderness. At the time we need to exercise ourselves. Brother Lee's mentioned the one way, the easiest way is calling upon the Lord's name in our heart, with pure heart.
Right.
To turn our mind to the Spirit. When we are turning our mind to Spirit, God will filling us with His life. Last week is will become the spice wine of pomegranate juice.
Right.
The wine from grape is giving life, but the pomegranate juice becomes spice wine, is full of life and also aromatic. Oh, smell. We can smell it. Become spice wine. When we are, can satisfy God and brothers and sisters, we will see God's heart's desire. He wants to gain His counterpart. The counterpart is not only you, individually you, but us. That is, and when we are seeing that one, we are not only want to live individually in our Christian life, but we want to live bodily as incorporated Christ. And in the bodily, this is, brothers mentioned, in the bodily life, we need to come to the meeting because our portions, we need to share it with the others. Our portion is only a small part of God's richness.
Amen.
When all of us submitted our portion, our meeting will be enriched and life of Christ will be supplied to us richly. And we need to, in our bodily life, we need to realize that we are only members. members, we are not the head.
Right, right.
Everybody are the same. Members of Christ. And we need to see the vision of Paul. Paul, why Paul seeing the vision today? Why Paul seeing the vision? Because his heart is correct. God did not see outward appearance, even though he was outwardly incorrect, because he was persecuting God, persecuting Christ, his members, but his heart is correct, was correct. He was seeking the Lord. So he saw that vision in Damascus. Oh, praise the Lord. In the church life, we not only have the Spirit, but we also has the Word. So we need to delve into God's Word.
Amen.
And what is and also what is the basis in our church life is God's presence. Are God smiling to us when we are not sharing? Oh, brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. But we need God's presence. When God smiling is when all of us function. When we all are spirit, bringing our portion, regardless small, might be a turtle, dove, it doesn't matter. But it will enrich our meeting. Oh, praise the Lord! We need to get the Christ, finally, all of us to become the priests. Praise the Lord! To become the priests is much prayer. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
This week, one day, I took a walk with my husband in the neighborhood, and I just told him, I just realized when we take this walk, sometimes I really, you know, overwhelmed by the life, and also there are a lot of difficulty in life, challenges. I just told him, I realized why I still feel a lot of burdens, because I still try to take this burden by myself. I didn't learn to give this burden to the Lord.
Amen.
I just realized like how easily we live in our old flesh, the old creation. And also I just realized like how many times our value is still the worldly value. Yeah, even we are baptized, we trust the Lord, believe the Lord for so many years, a lot of our value is still the worldly value, earthly value. Yeah, we really need to ask the Lord to transform us, to change our value to the heavenly value, the divine value, and also learn to put our burden to the Lord and learn to do things not by ourselves, but by the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just realized, and also sometimes I ask my husband why I baptized so many years, and sometimes I still feel lack of the power of spirit. And I realized, you know, in day 6 it's mentioned, if you don't have enough prayer, then it's very hard, you know, you live by this spirit. Yeah, if every day, I do agree, nowadays it's very hard, a lot of challenges, a lot of busy work. But if every day you're just busy with outside things, try to fix, do everything, you know, outwardly, if you lack of time to pray, then you won't have this power of spirit. So I just think no matter how busy we are, we do need a time to put down everything. Doesn't really matter how busy you are, we do need this time to be with the Lord every day. Yeah, and also I think another thing lack of here is we know a lot of knowledges. We attend a lot of meetings, we you know, read a lot of, you know, words, but how many portions of this we apply to our daily living? Do we have a realize we need to apply? Not only know this, but we do need to apply. And when you apply, things start from very simple, very small things, right? For example, how about your time schedule? Like what time you go to bed? What time you wake up? It seems like a very small thing. Some people think, oh, it doesn't really matter. I stay up to like 12 or 1 a.m. But if you stay up late, you can't get up in the morning. Yeah, I just asked myself, because my schedule not that good. My husband have a very nice schedule. Like 11 o'clock, he just stop doing anything and go to bed. And 6 a.m. in the morning, he will get up and read the Bibles and pray and very nice. And that's why he is always calm, and I'm always anxious. I think, maybe from this very small and detailed thing, we need to emphasize this. Not to take these things very lightly. We need to really be serious, like, I really need to go to bed in a fixed schedule and get up early in the morning. Because myself realize, sometimes if I get up late, I'm not in my spirit. Because I rushly, you know, go to my work, rushly doing this and that, I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to go to the words. If I get up a little bit early, I feel everything is so different. Yeah, I have a quiet time with the Lord, and I read and pray, and everything seems very smoothly. This is my first time over time for sharing in my whole Christian life. Yeah, I think I'll finish here. I just we all need to remind each other. We do need to apply all these divine things to our daily living. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I heard so many sense fellowship about the Bible camp. I feel like I retired from teaching the kids for many, many, many years, but I was really happy to join them again for the past few days. Needless to say, it's a lot of challenges, okay? When you put, like, from 2.5-year-old to about 5, you cannot really teach them about any quote-unquote truths, right? There's a certain instances. There's two little boys. There's always fighting. There's one that is really bad. It's actually physical contact, whatever. And I was telling Brother R, I said, I cannot believe what I saw. This little boy, he's like always enjoying my heart. He's always cute. He's always smiling. And he, like, when he was really mad or fighting, you can look at his face. It's like, I cannot even describe. I'm like, and I got really convicted. You know, if I live in the flesh, you know, it's like 1,000 times worse than that. But, you know, and then I just feel this day two, right? This, the outline, it says, right, the 1 Corinthians 6:17, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. You know, it's easy to say that, but it's really hard when you try to practice that. And especially, you know, for the past few days, this extreme heat wave. And then they were only went out like a little bit in the morning, in the afternoon. They pretty much whole day they were stuck in the room. It's limited. I mean, it's a nice big room, but it's still hot and everybody's stuck together. But, oh, Lord, I feel like, oh, Lord, I need to, you know, I just, the only thing we can say, Lord, you know, we just need a lot of His strengthening. I have to put, you know, a lot of sisters and serving ones and brothers, they actually put a lot of effort to it. But I feel, Lord, you know, I don't want to sort of teach them about any doctrine, but at the same time, Lord, we really need you to supply us grace, right? But I think at the end of the day, I still feel very encouraged, even though that, you know, they may misbehave. But I guess if they don't misbehave, they are not the kids, right? It's the little kids. Most of them, they cannot really read. But I just feel, Lord, you know, how we need to just come to our spirit. You know, item 10, that when we walk by the Spirit, we will by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's like an ongoing experience we all need to learn. But, you know, praise the Lord, we do have His Word. We can come to the Word to be strengthened and not to live by the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
I was really touched by Colossians 2:6. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in Him. And I think, actually, this past spring, our college conference was on Live in Christ. I think that was the title. But, you know, we touched on this verse, and I really appreciated that Christ is our allotted portion for our enjoyment. And so when we believe into him, we can receive him. But there is this line that said that a brother said, which is, you know, Christ is in us, but are we in Christ? And so I appreciate the second part. We need to walk in him. And to walk in him means to live, to act, to behave, and to have our being in Christ. And so, yeah, I also this week was really appreciating from my ministry reading that, you know, the Spirit is all-inclusive. All that Christ has accomplished is in the Spirit. And even this Spirit is now in our spirit. And so this Roman numeral 2, to walk in Christ, that is to walk according to the Spirit. And by the Spirit, as the reality of the good land, we must see that the key of the spiritual fellowship of the regenerated tripartite believers with the consummated triune God is 1 Corinthians 6:17. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
And yeah, I just really appreciated that we have this mingled spirit.
Amen.
And as some saints have shared, you know, we set our mind on the Spirit, and we, you know, we turn to our mingled spirit. We live by our mingled spirit, and in this way we can walk in him.
Amen.
You know, I was also very touched by this week's message. You know, when I read this message, I think to myself, I think the keywords are governing principles. I really appreciated brothers and sisters sharing about the individual part and the collective part. It's interesting that on day 5, it mentioned about Moses, and it mentioned about Exodus chapter 33. So if you look at chapter 33, that was actually the time after the Israelites, they made the golden calf, right? Actually, God was very, very upset. But then on chapter 33, Jehovah told them that, told Moses that you will bring these people to the good land, but I'm not going to go with you because if I go with you, I would be very upset. But then Moses dared to bargain with the Lord.
Yeah.
So you can see from the whole Exodus, Moses was really transformed. Because if you look at the first 3 chapters, you know, we all know that in the first 40 years, Moses was raised, right, by the Lord, right? And then the second 40 years, he was disciplined by the Lord. And then when he was 80, he was called by the Lord. But back then, he was not that close to the Lord. Mm-hmm. But you see that from chapter 3 to chapter 33, although there were 20 chapters, it was actually less than 2 years. And within these 2 years, there were 2 times he spent 40 days with Jehovah. And if you look at the message, it says that actually the first time he spent 40 days, and God showed him the picture, right, the plan about those 6 chapters, how to build the tabernacle. But Brother Lee's message clearly said that probably it would not take 40 days to describe all those details. So he was saying that actually those 40 days he spent closely with the Lord, they were really like companions. So that's why in chapter 33 it says that they were companions. That is different from friend. We know that Abraham was a friend of God, right? But in the message it says that really, you know, companions is different from the friend, because they have the same goal, they have the same interest, and you know, it's kind of like partners in the business, but it's actually the divine business. So I was really reminded in this week's message that, you know, I really want to be like Moses, you know, like spend, you know, like time with the Lord. But then actually, you know, he was not by himself. Because there's no doubt he was very spiritual. But he really took care of his people. So that's why I really appreciated, brothers and sisters mentioned about this corporate part of moving forward to have companions to move on together. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hold on. Would you saints like to share something? Okay. Go ahead,
Peter. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Really appreciate the saints sharing this morning.
Amen.
I'll just share briefly on mainly three points. The first is what we need to see. All right, our brother Ed started this message off with these two words, see and walk. We first need to see, and then we can walk. I think this matter of the Lord becoming the life-giving spirit is something that, you know, we have the privilege of seeing, right? Today, the Lord is the Spirit,
amen.
Right? In 1 Corinthians 15:45 says, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And so, in the recovery, we have this truth. Actually, Brother Lee said, this is the greatest truth recovered in this century, that Christ became the life-giving spirit. Amen. And so, it's as the Spirit. It's because Christ became the Spirit. Because of this, we can experience Him.
Amen.
Right? We can enjoy Him.
Amen.
And we can even walk in Him.
Amen.
The Lord, as the life-giving Spirit, now lives in us. We know where to find Him. We know His home. Right? We know His address. We know where His presence is. His presence is right inside of us. So these two spirits have become one mingled spirit, right? Christ as the life-giving spirit and our spirit become one mingled spirit by which we can walk by. Right? So to walk by the Spirit is simply to walk by the Christ that we have received in our spirit.
Amen.
Right? So praise the Lord for this truth. We need to really live by this and experience the Lord day by day in a practical way.
Right.
So we have the Lord's presence in us, right? Where are you encouraged? Moses said, I will not go if your presence does not go with us.
Amen.
Right? Personally, all of us can experience the Lord. We can have His presence. Whether we're going to work, right? We could pray this short prayer. Lord, go with me. Lord, I don't want to go without your presence.
Amen.
Right? And then the Lord becomes real to us day by day in a practical way. I had one experience this week where the sisters, Sarai's visiting this summer, Addie and Sarai, they wanted me to go somewhere with them. And, just naturally, I didn't want to go, you know. I'd rather, you know, read some ministry, right? And I just saw their face, right? And it was, you know, a sad face. My countenance dropped because, and actually Addie bargained with me. And so I realized that I just didn't want to, do it just for the sake of, you know, pleasing them. In this experience, I had to check with the Lord. Lord, do you want me to go? Lord, if I go, will your presence go with me?
Amen.
And so, just my natural selves, the answer was no. But then I checked with the Lord, and I had the Lord's smile, right? I had the Lord's approval that I could go with them. And so this gave me much peace. So we can experience the Lord like this every day in all our various circumstances. Another thing that we need to see, another principle, is that this Christ, this was a fresh light to me. This Christ in Colossians 2:6, right, is not only, right, the Christ in Colossians 2:6, in which we need to walk, is not only the individual Christ, right? But actually, it's the corporate Christ.
Amen.
And 1 Corinthians 12, as Scott mentioned, right? He says that, so also is the Christ, right? This means that Christ is not separate from his body, right? When the Lord, entered into us, you know, he entered into his members, right? And so, and thus, he is part of his body. You know, when I'm not separate from my physical body. For me for you to touch my body, you're touching me. This is what Paul saw in Acts 9. He saw the corporate me.
Amen.
Right? He saw this body of Christ.
Amen.
Right? He was persecuting the believers, right? And he even held the garments of those who stoned Stephen, right? Who put him to death. Just imagine eventually how Paul felt. You know, what he saw.
Right.
He saw that he was persecuting one person, right? One person who was not Christ, right? Who he thought was not Christ. But actually, the Lord says, you're persecuting me.
Amen.
So why are you persecuting me?
Amen.
And so we need to have this vision also of the body.
Right.
Since we need to take care of one another. We need to enjoy fellowship. Right, we need to gather throughout the week,
amen.
So that we could walk in the corporate Christ.
Right,
right? We could enjoy Christ in a rich way. I'll just read a portion from day four. It says, "It makes a great difference in our Christian life to walk in the corporate Christ."
Amen.
Most Christians today have been robbed of the riches of Christ.
Amen.
Most are spiritually poor and weak. Simply because they care only for Christ and not for the church.
Amen.
All saints, we need to avail ourselves of the riches in the body.
Amen.
By taking care of the corporate Christ.
Amen.
All right, and one portion of the ministry, Brother Lee says, even if you're going to do something, you need to check with the saints.
Amen.
Right, and this is my experience. You know, I just opened up to a few brothers, and there's a supply. Right, there's this. The riches of Christ that I enjoy just by fellowshipping. And he said we need to be connected with at least five or six, right? Five or six that we could fellowship with. And then even also in the meetings, when we gather. When you go to a conference, don't you feel like it's more enjoyable than you personally studying at home? Right? Because there's a supply in the body.
Amen.
Right? We not only take care of Christ, but we would also take care of the church. And then lastly, the last point that I wanted to share is, the matter of, prayer. Right? We saw that this message ended off with this last principle.
Amen.
That we need to take care of the priesthood, of our living and our work, by exercising our spirit to pray. To contact the Lord day by day. So to persevere in prayer is really a fight, saints. I experienced this week in Bible camp that I need to constantly depend on the Lord. And it's a fight. There's so many distractions from you, not touching the Lord. We're easily being led out of the Spirit. But when we pray, we're being filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Right? And so we need, as the message said, we need to first be what? Willing. We need to be empty. And then we need to continuously pray.
Amen.
Right? So that we may be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
And then as we're serving, what happens is we're building the body.
Amen.
By the Spirit.
Amen.
We're walking and serving. By the Spirit.
Amen.
Right? Zechariah 4:6, the Lord says, not by strength, right? Not by might, but by my Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is building his body today, right? And he does it, as the Spirit in us. So may we, throughout the week, may we continue to fight, right? To be filled with the Lord, to walk by the Spirit, to persevere in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll stop there.
just thank you for this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for all the saints in the church.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you for the fullness being released.
Amen.
A complete message, Lord.
Amen.
Engaging us with yourself as the Spirit.
Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we're joined to you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, keep us walking by our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, make us those who pray constantly.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, your spirit.
Amen.
Now we are dwelling in us.
Amen.
Lord, we can contact you every day.
Amen.
Lord, we need your presence.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for all the members of the church.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen each one of us.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, for your speaking today.
Amen.
We join you in one spirit.
Amen.
Also experience you in the body cry.
Amen.
Worship you in the corporate way.
Amen.
Oh, give us a heart to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Give us a spiritual food to walk in the next coming week.
Amen.
Pray and preserve and bless all of our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Enough to walk in the spirit in the coming week.
Amen.
Thank you.